Manufacture. Popular notions of soldiers carving their own horns in camp are misleading. In fact, carvers often carved many horns, and although rarely signed, the work of individual carvers can often be determined across many surviving examples. These artists sold their work to other soldiers like souvenirs of their experiences on the campaigns of the French and Indian and Revolutionary Wars. Designs were created freehand or using simple tools like dividers. Using a sharp steel burin, like an engraver, the carver could create lines of varying depth for different effects. Ink or dye was rubbed into the carvings to accentuate them.